You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Good morning, this is Get Radio. Welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week during the show, we share the stories, the expertise, knowledge of business leaders, large and small, with you, the listeners. And this week is going to be no different. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the world of networking in Oxfordshire. And to do that, we are joined by probably the best known networker in Oxfordshire, Cathy Dunbadman of Open Doors. And we're going to be sharing the story of Open Doors, but we're going to be sharing lots of hints and tips and techniques with you, the listener, of things you can consider for your own networking. This is the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson. I look forward to welcoming Cathy after this. Get Radio. Welcome back. This is Get Radio and this is the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. So today we're going to be talking about networking in Oxfordshire. And to do that, we're joined by Cathy Dunbabin of Open Doors. Welcome, Cathy.
Hi, Ben. Nice to see you.
Good to see you. And thanks so much for joining me today. So for those who don't know you or indeed Open Doors, tell them, who is Cathy and who is Open Doors?
So, yeah, as you say, Cathy Dunbabin, I'm one of two founders of Open Doors Professional Business Network. We set up back in 2011, and we like to see ourselves as that, a professional business network. We work with business owners, partners and directors across Oxfordshire and now, Ben, beyond, a little bit beyond as well, which is fantastic. So, you know, we're very much about developing relationships that lead to opportunities and ultimately success for our members.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And really look forward to building that on that over the next hour. But before that, the toughest question I think all of our guests get asked is to choose a song for those listening at home. So what is your song choice and why have you picked it?
So I did have one in mind, but actually with my friend Mike behind me, I feel I need to be going for one out of Jungle Book. So I think we're going to have to go for I'm the King of the Swingers.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Following that great song chosen by Cathy, we've heard a little bit about Cathy and indeed Open Doors. And over the next hour, we're really going to be sharing expertise and knowledge all around the world of networking, but also share that Open Door story. So I'm just keen to go through the life cycle, if that's okay, Cathy. So if you think back to yourself and Sonia having that conversation about, do you know what, we're going to launch a networking business, how did that conversation come about? And really, what was that conversation? And where did I guess the Open Doors idea come from?
Oh, so Ben, it was just bizarre, as most light bulb moments in business can be. So many of your listeners will know I was very heavily involved with BNI for quite some time. And absolutely love the concept of networking, you know, to be in a room full of people who really are looking out for one another, proactively looking to create opportunities for one another, I think is an amazing thing. And I did that for many years and made great lifelong friends. You can say that when you're 61. Lifelong friends from my days in BNI. But Sonia and I had a property business at the time, and that needed more of my time and attention. So I chose to step back from BNI, but I did a 4-month sort of lead out of it. And the closer it got to it, the more I realized how much I was going to miss the whole of the networking business referral type world. And so I knew this was building. And when we got to the point, I literally sat with Sonia in the car park at what used to be the Masonic Hall at 333, I think it was, Banbury Road in Oxford. And just said to her, I feel like I've just lost something, like I'm grieving. I don't, you know, I didn't realize quite how important to me the whole networking, the ability to network with great people was. So, yeah, so we literally just sat there and said, well, let's set up a singular group in Oxford. And very much at that time, we were thinking about the types of people that would work well with us in our other business front doors. And right from day one, we decided, Ben, that we would keep it quite small and intimate. It would be a level of member. So, you know, our member criteria has changed over the years, but it's always been that we wanted to work with people who inspire us. You know, that there's the old adage about, you know, you become the sum of the people that you spend your time with. And we really do believe that. So, you know, we wanted to have something that was more grown up, that really everyone had a generosity of spirit. They were decision makers, obviously, but you would learn just by sharing the same room as them regularly. You know, you would pick up on various ideas, things that were going on in other people's businesses. And from that, you would better yourself and hopefully come up with some stuff that would help in your own business. So that kind of was our brief, and it was that brief. Our company that we had, the property company, was called Front Doors with a Z. And I think one comment that we made, you know, was around opening doors for people, and it was just like, we've got to do it. So Open Doors with a Z was born.
Oh, amazing. And just focusing on those early meetings. So you decided with Sonia to set up Open Doors, and as you touched on, the plan originally was one meeting. What were the early meetings like? And I guess if you were to if you think about the Open Doors members listening now, who don't know what the first meetings were like, what was the first meetings like? And I'm sure you can guess what my follow-up question is going to be.
So honestly, the first meetings were out of Quad, the old bank, and we had amazing meetings. They probably aren't that different, or weren't that different, to the ones that we hold now. We have got one member, and I will give her a shout out, Debbie Austin, that joined us day one from Weller's Accountants and is still with us now. People like Nikki Paul have been with us all along, or Hedges has been with us all along, and Nick is back with us now, which is wonderful. So I guess they will testify that it's not really that different. The main difference, Ben, back then, two differences. One was we met weekly, and the other was we would have round tables in the room at the Quad. And I don't know what possessed us, but Sonia and I were heading the meetings up in those days, and we had like a tall bar stool. If somebody had given me a stripy jumper and a guitar, there would have been a lot of similarity in me and Val Dunican back in those days, when, you know, we were just sit from this elevated position just so people could see us, that's probably the main difference. The content of the meeting has been tweaked, but it's not really changed that much, interestingly.
Amazing. And I think from an outside point of view, I think the thing that seems to be very unique about Open Doors and take this as a compliment is that you've got some really strong values and like you're very set in terms of supporting and helping each other. I'm just keen for you to really share like what that value stack looks like and really the kind of people that have done really well within Open Doors, or indeed the kind of people who might not do as well within Open Doors. Like what does an Open Doors member look like, and where do the Open Doors values, I guess, kind of align?
So I think in the early days, Ben, for us, we first heard about business values really through Open Doors. And back in those early days, it was, it was popular, I think, to have business values, but they could be a little bit generic. And I think our first set of values probably were a bit generic, to provide wonderful customer service, to, you know, a whole list of things that actually, when you challenge them, you go, well, that is what you should do in business. You know, I mean, it's just crazy to think you wouldn't have those kind of values for your business. So, you know, we got to a point where we were expanding, and Sonia and I, as we do not often enough probably nowadays, but we took a day out and sat down and kind of reflected back on why we set Open Doors up day one and what did we want it to become. And in that, we very quickly were able to come up with the values. And I guess that's 7 years ago, something like that. And we came up with them so quickly. It was just like, well, that we wanted it to be that. And suddenly we had these values. I'll share them with you. So never compromise is a big value to us. You know, we want people who are proud of their product, proud of their pricing. You know, they're not looking to compromise in any way. It's for us has always been about the quality over the quantity in everything that we do. And we look for members who, you know, work in the same way. You know, you deliver at a very high level, and that's what drives your business and what matters to you. So that was number one. I think I referred to bringing out the best in everyone. You know, not often, thankfully, but I have had experiences previously in networking where it gets a little bit competitive and people get a little bit defensive. But Sonia and I are really big believers that there is enough out there for everybody. You know, I know you share that one as well, Ben, as do many other network leaders. You know, I think we all realise that, but it's making sure that, you know, that your members really get that. So, you know, we are always looking to just bring out the best, everybody, you know, look after each other. And I think one of the times we saw that hugely was coming through the whole pandemic, when, like everyone else, we had to suddenly flip to Zoom and try and run our meetings on Zoom and try and give value to businesses whose business just fell off a cliff face overnight, and to other businesses who were so busy they just couldn't keep up. And it was such a, for many reasons, such a strange time. But, you know, what was going on in the business world right then was, you know, it was carnage. You know, everyone was in headless chicken mode, panicking. We didn't know what was coming next. You know, there would be Boris's announcements, and the ramifications were huge for a lot of businesses. So for us to try and deliver something that would have value, whether you were the business where, you know, everyone had pressed pause on your services, or whether you were the business that just couldn't keep up with demand, how do you give value to such a diverse membership? And we did many things through that time, but I think the thing that shone out for Sonia and I was how our members all got together and supported each other. And you know, we had tears, we had a lot of people, you know, in some kind of flat spin. Obviously, there was the whole, you know, the side of COVID where people were shielding and worried, just genuinely worried for themselves or their loved ones. And, you know, but everyone just was there for each other. And I think that was the greatest testament to our generosity of spirit culture that we have in Open Doors, because it was wonderful to, you know, to see it happening. Sonia and I were trying to do our best, but, you know, I was down in Abingdon living with my daughter with a screen, sharing a table with her screens facing me. Sonia was out in the Cotswolds. Was she in the Cotswolds at that point? I think she was by then, with a screen, and we couldn't even see each other. You know, just weird times, but the way everyone came through it was just fantastic. You know, it's heartwarming then. So I think that generosity of spirit is a big one. Having a grown-up approach is really important to us. You know, we really don't entertain, you know, people who don't have that, you know, that outlook on business. You know, we want to encourage everybody. We want to be very grown up as an organization. We don't have a lot of rules and regulations. You know, it wasn't what we wanted when we set Open Doors up. We have guidelines, and you have to have a structure. Otherwise, things can just become what they become. And especially as time moved on and we grew and had different groups, there has to be some structure to it. So that one was important. Energize and motivate is a value to us. And, you know, we want people to come away with something tangible, something they've learned, something that has, you know, a lift in themselves, feeling like, wow, yeah, I'm really glad I went to the meeting today. We also want that for our guests who come along as well. I think that's, you know, that's really nice. And our last venue, and this is very Sonia and I, anyone who knows us won't be surprised, but it's to have fun. You know, it's business can be tough. You need to add an element of fun and not take stuff too seriously. So, you know, we've always been quite big on social stuff, to get people together in a social environment. And I know not everyone believes this for themselves, but I do believe you have, you know, great friends that come out the back of what started as a business connection. So yeah, like they were the values we set down. And I think the thing in having them now is if something isn't quite feeling right, whether that's within a group or the company as a whole, you can always see why it doesn't, because it's something isn't tying in with those values. So they do become very at your core in the way Sonia and I behave, the way our associate directors all behave, and what feeds down into the groups and the way we look after the members. It's like, you know, if somebody isn't adhering to those, which thankfully isn't a problem we have, but, you know, we would have to have a look at it, because it's not going to work.
Absolutely. No, really, really good insight. I think it is time for a song. So let's have a song and we'll continue the conversation after this.
Discussing topics that impact local businesses and their owners. This is The Business Brunch, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Welcome back to The Business Brunch here on Get Radio. So if you are just tuning in, I'm joined by Cathy Dunbabin of Open Doors, a really, really well-established and really well-regarded networking group here in Oxfordshire and beyond, which we'll come on to later in the show. So we've spoken a little bit about the values of Open Doors and why you set Open Doors up. And I think something that kind of stuck with me is the original plan when you were sat in the car together coming up with a plan was really, the plan was one group. And now Open Doors is a lot bigger than that. You've got associate directors, and I'm just keen to, I guess, build on two points really. At what point did you think, do you know what, we're going to have a second group? And then at what point did you entrust your baby? I know you're both still heavily involved and friends with a huge number of your members, but to say, do you know what, we have associate directors, we have other people that are leading the meetings, where did those two points come in?
So the second group actually launched a year after the first group. So January 11, the Oxford group launched, and then I think it was probably February 12, I think it was called Whitney then, they're now called Cotswolds group, launched. And that was mainly driven by people wanting to join who couldn't, because we keep the membership small. As I said earlier, we're quite an intimate setup. So we keep the membership down to 22 plus an associate director members. But we only have one, as is reasonably common in membership-based networking, we only have one person who does the same thing in any group. And we had people who wanted to join. So the second group originally met in the Summertown. And for anybody that can remember it, the restaurant Portobello used to have a very nice upstairs room. And but we moved it out to Whitney quite quickly, because a lot of the membership were based in Whitney. And just coming into Oxford just seemed a bit crazy for all of them. So that was our second group. And then we looked at the associate director model, 5 years ago. It was quite a long time afterwards. Sonia and I had four groups that we headed up ourselves. And we then realized that from the feedback, mainly from the members and the reputation we were growing, that the model did work and people did enjoy it and benefit from it, and the demand was growing. So it was at that point that we thought, well, we might want to go somewhere with this. And from working with a new business coach to us at that point, who was an Open Doors member, which I think really helped because they saw what the model looked like and what it gave to people. We then quite quickly grew. And in 20, I'm testing my memory now, Ben, but in 2019, we doubled in size in membership. Amazing. 2020, we obviously hit that wonderful lockdown and, you know, just got through. I think in 2020, we actually had the biggest growth we had had, again, in numbers of members. And, you know, that is, you know, due to having some amazing associate directors, which has enabled us now to have various groups. We probably, you know, have enough groups across Oxfordshire now. We've now gone out into Cheltenham. We have a group in Cheltenham. We're out in the Cotswolds in the Slaughters. We now have groups. Henley is technically still Oxfordshire, but we have Marlow now. So, you know, we started going out and that's working really well for us with our associate directors on board.
Amazing. And what does the future of Open Doors look like? And maybe we'll get an insider here and we'll get ourselves in the news. Kathy announces on Get Radio the future of Open Doors. What's the future? What's the secrets?
Oh dear. Well, the future's not orange, but it is shiny and wonderful, I believe. So, you know, if you grow in a business, Ben, you need a solid model. And I know you did mention earlier, Sonia and I are heavily involved, but we actually now have these amazing associate directors on board that are just driving Open Doors forward. And I think Sonia and I probably had an aha moment a couple of years ago when our office administrator, Kate, watching her develop within Open Doors, because that is key to the success of the company, is all that goes on behind the scenes, and having somebody strong behind the scenes has been amazing for us. And I think she's obviously a lot younger than we are, and I think the thing that we realized then was that for Open Doors to thrive, you know, younger eyes and different set of eyes, but also people who are perhaps a little bit more savvy with technology than Sonia and I, and, you know, just more aware of this whole social media world and, you know, things that we do embrace, but, you know, it takes us a little bit longer and it's not at the forefront of our thinking. So, you know, we've realised the power of that. So we are in a different role now. We still head up a couple of groups and they will be the final snips of those apron strings then, and we will do it one day. But, you know, for right now, you know, we've got some really exciting plans. You know, I think, you know, as Open Doors sits now, it's strong. It has a really good model. Exactly what that future looks like, I can't tell you at the moment. Not that I don't want to, Ben, but we will be a lot clearer on it probably this time next year. But, you know, there is definitely a huge ability to take this model now out across the UK into some other key business-centric areas. And I think, yes, that's where we'll be going.
No, really exciting. I think you've pre-booked a show for a year's time there, Kathy. So it's a well-volunteered.
Sonia and I may be sat on a beach in Barbados.
Well, believe it or not, we Alex mentioned that you know well. He was on our first ever show, and he came back and did a show from, ironically, a beach, not in Barbados, but in Cyprus. So you wouldn't be the first international guest. but no, really, really good. Yeah. Thank you so much for your thoughts so far. Let's continue the conversation after this.
The Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Today, I'm really, really pleased to be joined by Cathy Dunbabin. We've really shared the story behind Open Doors. And I think that if you are listening and you would like to find out more about Open Doors and you would like to engage with Open Doors, I'd really encourage you to talk to Cathy or Sonia or one of the associate directors or members, or check out their website. So I'm just keen to talk about, I guess, Open Doors as well as wider networking. And just really, I guess let's start with wider networking. Why do you feel that people networking in Oxfordshire? I appreciate it may be different across other parts of the UK, but probably quite similar in a lot of ways. But why do you find, I guess, the core reasons that people network, just broadly?
You know, Ben, it used to be people were very focused on, they heard the word networking and I think the association very quickly was get business. But I believe we have developed and grown with some great networking groups out there. And I think for people now, it's that peer support. It's, you know, having people around you. I've met so many business owners over the years who all recognize it can be quite lonely when you're heading up a business. And believe it or not, business owners don't always know the answers. So, you know, to have peers around them, to have a trusted, safe place where they can have conversations. And the spin-off out of that is they have some really good friendships and trusted, you know, trusted colleagues that they will talk to. So I think people network for many, many reasons. I think a lot of people go into it thinking it's just about business opportunities and pound notes. But actually, I think once they get into it and develop the relationship, they realize there's so much more. You know, if you're in a trusted room, you've got a great sounding board for yourself, you've got amazing suppliers to introduce to your clients. And I think that's important to look at networking in that way. It's, you know, it's not so much about the business you're going to get, but, you know, in a room where you've got other professionals who are great at what they do, experts in their field, you've then got this ability to support your clients in more ways than just your services. You can make introductions to other people, which will in turn obviously buy you more brownie points with your client, because you're helping them on many levels and you're becoming quite, you know, quite key in their business growth as well.
Absolutely. One of the big phrases that I think we've both heard in business is about network, not networking to the room, but network to their network. Yeah. Can you just kind of share your thoughts on that? Because I think that when I speak to a lot of people about networking, I think that a big thing that is often asked is, who are the members? Are they going to be my clients or are they not going to be my clients? And actually, I think that if I look at my own networking journey, I think that, you know, we've done really well through networking. It's been a big factor of growing Thompson and Terry. But I think that actually, I think when I first started my networking journey, I think that what you're almost taught to, okay, so you want to be in front of HR people or you want to be in front of teams and businesses, but actually some of our best referral partners aren't that. So just share your thoughts there, and really, I guess, kind of the thought process of how do you find the right group for you where you're going to have really great friends and really great referral partners that are able to help you grow?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like the you know, the terminology referral partners there. We really, when someone comes to Open Doors, they get invited by a member. We don't advertise ourselves as such, Ben, so they get invited by a member. Sometimes people contact us, so please don't let you off. And Sonia or I or Kate or one of the ADs will have a chat with them on the phone. We do, because of keeping the meetings intimate, we do limit the number of guests that we have at any of our meetings nowadays. So, you know, it is quite important that we invite the right guests along to join us. But if somebody comes along and they're keen to find out more or keen to join, which some of them feel they are, we will always meet them for a coffee, then take them for a coffee somewhere and sit down, because we want to understand what their expectations of us you know, would be. And I would be quite nervous if they were just focused totally on the business, you know, and would want to explore that. I'm also, you know, keen to find out what their expectations of us are, and vice versa, us of them, because, you know, that we have guidelines. I said earlier, we're not big for rules and regulations, but there's best practice that we know that the members who commit fully and meet up outside of the, you know, we meet twice a month, but meets outside of those meetings, they develop the strongest relationships that bring the greatest success to them. So, you know, it's about everyone being very transparent and us understanding what someone wants and them understanding, you know, how the model works. You know, and we say, and you could argue, Ben, it could put people off, but we say to everybody who comes on board, really, for the first 6 months, all we want you to think about is having, we call them insight meetings, other people call them one-to-ones, but it is about getting that insight into one another. And a lot of that is around the clients that they have, because that's where, for us, that's where we're focused. So it's not really very much about looking at that room and thinking, oh, they're a one-man band, they're not of interest to me. But if that one-man band deals with, you know, big property developers and you're an architect, maybe they are a little bit more of interest to you. So, you know, it's about understanding who people's clients are, and only when that time is right would we ask them to open up that little black book. So we will say, first 6 months, don't worry about creating any opportunities for anybody, but equally, don't expect to receive them. All we want everyone to do is get to know each other at that deeper level where you understand, you know, what somebody does, how they do it, what their values are, what their, you know, their approach to business is. And once you start to feel confident with that, then the, you know, the book can be opened, and that's when some fantastic opportunities can be passed. And then they will be repeat opportunities, because it's not just one end user. So we're predominantly B2B as an organization, where we have members whose client is the consumer, we then sit and look at who are the introducers to that person of you.
Absolutely. And I think we're starting to come towards the end of the show, and I think the piece that I'm really keen to build more on, and thank you for sharing such insight over the last hour, is just really around that person who's starting their networking journey. Because I think that all across Oxfordshire, and we've had lots of them on the show, you'll have some people that are relocating to a new area, or you'll have some people that have had really successful careers, but actually networking just hasn't been part of that. And yes. I think that if somebody is listening right now and thinks, do you know what, I really love the sound of building friends through work, or actually maybe I just want to go to the odd event, and I just want to find something for people that within my sector, like, what, how do you start networking? Like, what's the first thing to consider? And I appreciate there probably isn't a one size fits all, but what would be your advice to somebody that's never networked before in terms of, I guess, starting that journey and maybe finding the group that is right for them, or the strategy that's right for them?
So I think, Ben, the obvious thing to say is go and try some. But however, I think probably before that, you will come to an area, if you're out of area, or like you say, so, you know, some people who've come from the corporate world haven't had to network, that, you know, that side of it happened for them. So it is quite daunting. So I think finding something you feel comfortable with is a really good place to start. And yes, you can Google, but I think we all are aware of business people in the area who we respect. And I think when you come new to an area, you will be on LinkedIn, you will be looking at the businesses who, you know, maybe you think they're in your space, or, you know, they could be an ideal client. And I'm a big fan now of just picking up the phone to somebody and saying, just being really transparent and you know, just saying, I would really, you know, I'm new to the area, I've moved to the area, I've seen your profile, I've seen your website, really impressed with what you do. Could I buy you a coffee and, you know, just pick your brains about a few things, because this is a whole new town to me. And one of them then would be, you know, what kind of networking's out there that you've heard of? And I would try and do that as well by recommendation. You know, I think for some people that, you know, that being able to not have the commitment and just pop in from time to time is great. It's what they want. But I think if you want to build the friendship side of it and the camaraderie and the support around it, you probably need to look at one and go regularly or become a member. Even if it is a drop-in style of networking, you can still go regularly. I mean, you know, if you go to the Business Buzz, for example, events, you will see the people who go there quite regularly. So, you know, you can start to build up your own community. And I would ask people what their honest opinion of different things is. You know, there's lots out there you can try, maybe less now actually than perhaps pre-pandemic. But just go and speak to people, try some of it. But I think if you recognize that networking is something that's important to you, and that, you know, could just be you personally, you and your business, then I would say to somebody, you know, do it for a little while, but then be prepared to make the commitment. And I think what's key then is set your expectation realistically of why you're going, and, you know, and know what you're hoping to gain from it, and make sure you believe that, you know, that the group can aid that for you.
Absolutely. No, really, really good advice. We are very almost at the end of the show, but I think as a passing, I guess, line, what I'm really, really keen to do is put you on the spot, Kathy. Apologies. And what I want to put you on the spot with is, of everything we've discussed today, or whether it be something that I've not asked you and we've not discussed, if somebody's listening right now and you had to give one piece of advice, whether it be around your experience of running Open Doors or B&I before Open Doors or just networking now, what would be your one top tip under the umbrella of networking?
Be genuine, have a generosity of spirit, be focused on what you can do for other people.
Amazing. What a way to end the show. But that is unfortunately the end of the show. So if you are just tuning in, I definitely recommend listening back, as it's been a real pleasure to be joined by Kathy Dunbabin of Open Doors. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Ben. It's been my pleasure too.
So we are back next week, but next week it's going to be a little bit of a different show. So I am joined by Rich Smith of Get Radio, and we're going to be having a slightly different show. So it's going to be a bit of a reflective show, and we are going to be talking about some of the past shows. We're going to be talking a little bit about the story behind Get Radio, but just also some general business along the way. So please do be sure to listen into that. Finally, just a reminder, you can listen to this show on the radio or online every Sunday at 11 a.m. There is also a podcast version, which is available on all your favourite podcast platforms and is available from the Monday morning. And do look out for the video format so you can see my lovely guests, which goes out on the Get Radio Facebook page and their website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing across Oxfordshire, enjoy it. And I will see you next week. Thank you so much.